From Fox News, Taliban allegedly sets woman on fire for bad cooking. Fuck yes! This is hilarious! This is fucking great, yo! You evil man in America, you want me to make you a sandwich as you go to work and slave away while I sit here and eat bonbons? But me having to make you a sandwich is oppressive to me, but you going to work to support me and my life of luxury, that's not oppression. But you're oppressing me if you expect me to make a sandwich. Meanwhile, in a real patriarchy, if you can't cook, you get set on fire, and that they may or may not eat you, because they don't want to waste the good meat. That's a lot of good protein. She can't cook, but she sure tastes good.
That's great.
Woo! That is awesome. That is a real fucking patriarchy, yo. Nah, it's a really bad patriarchy. You don't want to set your women on fire. I guess they have a shortage of protein. Yeah. Not enough meat. Cook her up. Eat her. Well, we need an excuse. Well, she can't cook. Okay. Women who lived under the Taliban's rule from 1996 to 2001 were not allowed to attend school or work. They don't need to. Stay home. Make the babies. Cook the meals. Clean the house. He goes out and work. Works fighting the outside aggressor, invader, because all these Afghanistani men know is violence and war, and that's their occupation. If they don't have a war, they'll gin up a war. And she stays home and cooks up the bacon. They ain't got no bacon there. Are they allowed to eat bacon in Islam? I don't think they are. I don't know. I think they call pigs a dirty animal. What meat do they eat? I don't know. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill, in your face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Go check out the social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest you follow me at least on one of them, Twitter, Facebook, Gab. That way you can keep abreast of any new content that I post and whenever I am posting a live show. Also, I suggest you check out the middle of the page, which has some very interesting offline, off-show services that I offer. And at the bottom of the page, you will find three donation options. Any donation option will work. Patreon, Cash App, Bitcoin wallet address that you can send Bitcoin to. Any amount is greatly appreciated. You do get some nice perks as a supporter, and I could really use your help to continue making content. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. So, Taliban allegedly sets woman on fire for bad cooking. Yeah. She lived under American rule for 20 years, and guess what she didn't learn to do? Cook! She learned to bitch. She learned to moan. She learned about gender studies because, you know, America sent tens of millions of dollars overseas to teach these people about gender studies. Yeah, you know, we got to teach these broads to become good, useful, idiot, sheeple, feminist, Marxist, because we got to destroy the patriarchy, right? Yeah. How did that work out? She got lit on fire. Didn't work out too good. Taliban fighters allegedly set a woman on fire for bad cooking as other women in Afghanistan go into hiding and are reportedly being forced into sex slavery. Only the whores, I think. It's hard to say. Oh, but this is a real patriarchy, ladies. You've never lived under a real patriarchy. You were taught that you have, so that you didn't destroy the family and destroy then your few, if only, chances of happiness. But, you know, you'll never know it because you didn't learn what it was like to be in a good household, growing up with a good father or a good mommy, with a good pair bond, and you were taught that that was evil anyway, so that even if you did grow up in that good atmosphere, you would never appreciate it and see it for what it really was, but you would actually see it through the, you know, destructively tinted lenses of feminist gender ideology.
Yeah.
A lens with the ability to project lies and that no matter how good the truth might be, you'll never see that good. Great. Oh, just great. They are forcing people to give them food and cook for them. A woman was put on fire because she was accused of bad cooking by Taliban fighters. Well, you know, it's a patriarchy. The men actually run the show over there. If you can't cook, what good are you? Probably some old broad. She's not good for sex, and she can't cook either. Well, she's useless. Get the lighter. Activist and former Afghan judge Najla... Najla Ayubi told Sky News. Female judge? Afghan judge? Female Afghan judge? She must have been a judge under the American occupation. They wouldn't allow no female judges there. Your mullahs would be judges. Yeah, your religious strongmen would be judges. Not women. Yeah. Of course she's complaining. I lost my power over men. Yeah. She had to flee the country. Otherwise they would have lit her on fire too. Oh, that's great. That's fucking great. Oh, man. Former Afghan judge. Yeah. She had to flee for her life. I told you she had to flee. From the Taliban and for speaking in favor of women and women's rights. Lady, should I watch this? Should I watch this video? Oh boy. She says she's spoken to hundreds of her fellow activists. Are you a judge or are you an activist? Oh, you're an activist. Like most female judges. That's great. Yeah. So they put these female judges in power who are really activists so they could turn Afghanistan into the same kind of a degenerate shithole that America has become. Yeah. We got plenty of food, but, you know, our culture has become a real mess thanks to women like this. Okay. I think I'll watch this video. I want to hear what this broad has to say. So here is a broad who is bitching and moaning because she has lost her power. She has lost her influence in Afghanistan. And, of course, she's an old, ugly broad. So, you know, she has no more pussy power. The only power she had now that she used to have was as a judge in American-occupied Afghanistan. Oh, Taliban came back. I no longer have my judgy power. Oh, I'm so pissed. I'm going to get on social media and complain about the return of the patriarchy.
You lived under the Taliban. I'm sure you've heard what they've been saying this week.
One over-the-hill broad asking another over-the-hill broad questions. Gee, I wonder if there'll be any disagreement between the two ideologically. Kind of doubt it.
Do you believe them?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I was a female judge.
Wow, ugly broad. What's that gigantic mole on her face? Yikes. So, I am too unattractive in Afghanistan. I can't even find a husband. The ugliest broads in that country can find husbands. She gave out a husband. So, yeah, I had to become a judge. I embraced my education. I became an educated woman in a country where men don't want educated women. Brilliant.
My province in Afghanistan, and I had to flee for my life after speaking in favor of women and women's rights and constantly working in this regard.
You're constantly working. That's what you want other women to do as well. Don't stay at home and raise those evil babies. They're like fucking babies are nothing more than an anchor around your neck. They're like dragging a chain behind you. Cut that chain free, ladies. Abort those babies. Get those careers in place of a man and a family. Yeah. You'll be so happy. Like me. Yeah, she look happy. She's fleeing for her fucking life.
Of course, in the first place, when they came into power, they promised a lot. But unfortunately, once they got it, their roots deep into the society.
Learn that lesson very well, you moderate idiots out there, you fence sitters in America. This utopian is being promised by the left. It's not what you're going to get.
Unfortunately, the promise is gone. And like even yesterday, they sent a woman anchor, a woman producer from one of our national TVs home. So it means that there is no way for any of us to be
woman producer. Oh, she worked for a living. Yeah, of course. It's not your job to work. Have some babies. Oh, you're over the hill. You can't have any babies.
Believe that they will be giving any chances to women to work. But at the same time, I'm also in touch with...
Yeah, they're not self-destructive idiots like us in the West, okay? They actually understand, at least to a certain extent, that will destroy your society, okay? The hypergamous nature of women. They know. They get it. I'm sure they don't understand the economics of it, that if you put all the women to work, then you cut wages in half because you've doubled the workforce. But they understand enough to know that you don't give women the kind of autonomy and power that we have in America.
Thousands and hundreds of my fellow activists on the ground in Afghanistan that...
Yeah, activists. Yeah. Female judges are activists. Get that into your head, people. They're not judges.
Many of whom right now are in hiding, in fear of life, and for not only fear of their lives, but also their beloved ones. But unfortunately, there is no way to get out of the situation.
Well, you know, that's life. You made your choices. We've been freed! America's here! Let's embrace education and become judges and activists and try to actively transform the country into the same kind of feminist shithole that America is!
Yeah.
Where only the women benefit! And they're first-class citizens and men are second-class! Yeah, you really thought those men would stand for that? These big burly dudes with their beards that they've never shaved, that they've never trimmed, that they've never cut. These big burly mountain-looking men motherfuckers. Anyway, Ayubi fled the country when the Taliban began talking about taking more control of Afghanistan, and she said she has since received multiple reports of violence against women. Well, you know, it's a patriarchy, right? It's a 100% diehard theocratic patriarchy. Yeah. She added that she also heard many female activists are hiding due to fear of violence. Activists, oh boy. There's so many young women who are being, in the past few weeks, shipped into neighboring countries in coffins to be used as sex slaves. You know, you ladies have made yourselves pretty much useless to these people. Think about it from the point of view of these Taliban, Afghani, uber-masculine, patriarchal, theocratic, religious-minded men. You've tainted yourself with Western ideology. You haven't learned the necessary skills to be a wife and a good Muslim keeper of house and raiser of children. You've destroyed your value, so you're not good for anything in their eyes but sex. They also force families to marry their young daughters to Taliban fighters. Yes, young daughters. They can still be taught the right way. They're still young. They can be re-educated. They can be educated. But you older broads, no, you're gone. You have no more utility. Yeah, you know what they're doing? They're getting rid of the old maids. They're getting rid of you leftover broads. They're getting rid of you broads that have taken your time under the wonderful rule of America to destroy yourselves, to be degenerates, to ride the cock carousel, to become these mid-30s, early 40 cat broads in fucking Afghanistan, who never found a husband, who went out and got jobs, who embraced the feminist mindset and ideology. Those are the women that they're putting in coffins and sending off to other countries to be sex slaves. The ones that can be salvaged, they're marrying them. Oh, and you American broads think you know what a real patriarchy is like. You ain't got a fucking clue, because it never existed in America. So I don't see where the Taliban are keeping their promise to allow women to go to work when we are seeing all these atrocities. What? Why is your first priority women going out and getting jobs? All this bullshit I'm hearing about Afghanistan, everything's about the women. There's violence against women. What about men? They're tossing gays off roofs. They're killing more men than women here. The women at least have usefulness as sex slaves or marriage material, breeding material. The men, they're killing. We don't care. Women! Violence against women! The men are dying at a rate of 10 to 1 to the women. But, the whole story is about, we need to be concerned about the violence against the women there. Oh, my God, women are being violated. What about the men? They're getting killed. Nah, we don't care about that. Men dying, that's, you know, that's news at 10. That's common everyday shit. And we know, everybody knows we don't give a fuck about men. Nobody cares about men. They care about women. Okay. I see. Oh, man. Women who lived under the Taliban's rule from 1996 to 2001 We're not allowed to attend school or work. Who cares? Men are dying. You're complaining about not getting an education. Meanwhile, the majority of people getting murdered in your country are men. We don't care. Fuck that. Fuck the men. We don't care about the women. This is what they were trying to do to the Middle East, you see, which is what's pissing off the fucking Talibani and Al-Qaeda, which does exist still, by the way, and all these other militant groups. America's trying to come in and degenerate, destroy, deconstruct their cultures, destroy their societies by introducing this woke gender studies feminist nonsense, and they're having nothing of it. Well, they're not allowed to attend school. Men are dying by the boatload. We don't give a fuck. Women can't get an education. They're not letting her get a job. What happened to her brother? He was killed. We don't care about him. Can only leave their homes with the presence of a man, as it should be. They understand in this country that the world's a dangerous place full of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. So women shouldn't be walking out alone. And I love when I'm in America. Oh, don't slut shame. Don't shame the victim. It's okay for me to walk around with almost no clothes on at 3 o'clock in the morning in mostly abandoned areas. It is? And you're surprised you got raped? But you have no blame, no responsibility for that occurring and happening to you. Okay. Yeah. They get it. They get it in this country. They get it. And it used to be like this in America, too. A woman would not go out without a man back in the 1800s. You go out, you got a man. If you ain't got a man, you're a woman of the night. Okay? You're not a proper lady. Anyway, the story goes on to say, a recent statement signed by the U.S. and 20 other countries asked those in power in the country to guarantee the protection of women and girls from any form of discrimination and abuse. Y'all sure that's going to happen? Tell me what to do in my fucking country, in my fucking home, in my fucking castle. Say these real men with real beards that have never been cut, never been trimmed. These burly dudes who are not eating that processed crap. They've never seen a soybean in their entire fucking life. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think you're going to get what you want, rest of the world. We are deeply worried about Afghan women and girls. Why aren't you? They're killing off the men that don't agree with them. That's the main threat to them. Get rid of all the men that are not part of our movement because they are a threat. At least you ladies are getting to live. Your men are getting slaughtered. Okay. As always, the main concern is women's well-being, not that of men. Oh. Even in the so-called patriarchal country, they care more about women than they do men. And these bitches are complaining. Of course, they've been infected by the pathogen that is feminism. Their rights to education, you got no such right. Work and freedom, the only rights you have are the ones you can earn, fight for, and earn, and then actively hold on to, okay? There's no pre-existing rights that anybody is entitled to, okay? That's a subjective creation of humans, and they're a good creation, they're a good idea, a great idea, but that's not something that actually exists in nature. Notice they don't talk about that. They love to talk about how monkeys fuck each other in the ass, even gay monkeys, the boy monkeys. Oh, so homosexuality exists in nature, so, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Rights don't exist in nature. No. We don't want to use the natural world if it's going to counter our arguments and our narrative and, take away our privileges. We call on those in positions of power, like a right to have an abortion, which you also don't have a right to. We call on those in positions of power and authority across Afghanistan to guarantee their protection. How are you going to do that? America just left. The entirety of the West just left Afghanistan. Are you going to go back in to save women? What, is America going to become Captain Save-A-Ho? I don't think so. Especially with Joe Biden in charge. Isn't that the same guy that finger bangs some broad in public against her will? You think he's going to go in to save women? He can't even be bothered to come back from vacation. He's too busy eating ice cream all fucking day at Camp David. We in the international community stand ready to assist them with humanitarian aid and support to ensure that their voices can be heard. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to get those real Afghanistani men to do what you want them to do. I don't think so. Hallmark of a real man. He ain't going to do what you fucking want him to do if he don't want to. The Taliban pledged to respect women's rights. The rights that they think women should have. Did you ever stop to think that their idea of women's rights aren't the same as your idea? No! We have an objective view of morality that is real and sound and objectively true, even though everything's relative. Yeah, they pledge to respect women's rights. Yeah, women's rights under Sharia. Did you ask them if they pledge to respect Western views of women's rights? No. Oh, but our view is the only view, because they're a leftist, of course, so obviously they're right about everything. But various reports on the ground show women being pulled from banking jobs and sent to their homes. Yeah, they got no reason to be at work in a bank. That's a man's job. Go home. Have some kids. Learn to cook, ladies. I mean, you're going to have to learn to cook now, otherwise they're going to light you on fire. And others working to flee the country out of fear of being killed. What are you going to do? You're going to flee where? Where are you going to flee? You're surrounded by other Middle Eastern countries. What are you going to do? You're going to have to learn to cook. You're going to have to learn to clean. You're going to have to learn to have some kind of utility. You're going to have to learn to be useful in some way that a woman would be useful in, because working in a bank, let me tell you, men do that better than women. Men do everything better than women when it comes to the working world. That's something people don't understand. Another reason why America's productivity isn't what it could be. Too many women in the workforce. I didn't want to go outside of Afghanistan, but my mom forced me to leave. One Afghan national told Fox News on Friday. Her mother told her, I'm sure the Taliban will kill you because you're a journalist and a woman. You know, female journalist in Afghanistan, no kids. Getting older. She has no utility. You're not useful to them. Yeah, they'll kill you. Get the fuck out of here. You're a bad influence on other women. I had lots of dreams. I had lots of hopes for Afghanistan. But now I am in a bad situation and I'm just trying to find the way. Well, I'll tell you what, honey. Those hopes and dreams, they're not the best hopes and dreams, okay? I mean, what's being done to Afghanistan now is also not the best path. But the feminist one you were headed down, also not a good path, okay? So that's it for the story. So, of course, they ended on a sympathetic note. Oh, we need to feel so sorry for these poor displaced women who chose careers and who chose progressivism and activism over having kids and a family. In a country that's all about family and kids, yeah. We chose to embrace American values instead of the Middle Eastern, values. Instead of the Middle Eastern values of our people, and now it's coming back to bite us in the ass. Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine that. You betrayed your country and your culture, and now it's coming back to bite you in the ass. Big shocker, ladies. Big shocker. So there you go. There you go. Women in Afghanistan are being set on fire for being bad cooks. Well, you know, there's two sides to every story. Two sides to every story. I mean, maybe they were just so pissed off that they couldn't find even one broad who could cook them a good fucking meal. So what good are you? The whole problem here was the West trying to westernize these countries. Bad idea. Bad fucking idea. What happened to respecting other cultures? What happened to the cultural equivalency that the left supposedly believes in? All cultures are equal. They're all good in some way. Remember Biden trying to make it okay that the fucking Chinese got like millions of fucking Uyghur Muslims working as slaves in Chinese factories, totally completely unpaid. They're harvesting their organs and shit. Well, you know, it's a different culture. Gotta respect their culture. It's different. Meanwhile, we're going into these Middle Eastern countries that try to teach them gender studies and push transgenderism on them and normalize homosexuality. And you're wondering why these people are fighting back and why the majority of Afghanistan is actually welcoming the Taliban. I guarantee you, all these women that they're saying, this boatload of women that are complaining, they're all people who worked with and collaborated with the American oppressors. These were all collaborators. All these broads that embraced Western society and took jobs in banks, by the way, which were probably propped up by America and their global banker money printers. They're collaborators. That's who these women are. That's who they're complaining about. They're trying to conflate this very small group of women with the entirety of Afghanistan. who actually support and want the Taliban there. 99.9% of the Afghanistani people are totally, completely okay with the Taliban coming back. It's just this small percentage of collaborators, these women who thought that if they joined the Americans and became activists, they could transform their country into a paradise for women, where the men are oppressed, just like in America. Nope, didn't happen. And now you're getting rewarded, or should I say punished, for your betrayal of your country, your culture, and your people, ladies. Suck it up. It's called reality, and you earned it. Anyway, let me know what you think of this story, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, please consider going and checking out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and consider making a donation. I could really use your help. Now, that's a hot take, and I bet you most people won't agree with it. Notice I didn't see any of this was right or proper or correct, and nor did I get into the morality of any of it. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just getting into the reality of the situation. And these ladies ignored the reality of the situation, and they chose to put themselves in the fucking firing line. Is it right? Is it moral that they're being persecuted, set on fire? Absolutely fucking not. Was it predictable? Was it an outcome that was very easily predicted, very easily seen from a long, long way down the road? Yeah. But these women, too greedy. Too greedy. Too power hungry. Too resource hungry. Too selfish. They couldn't help themselves. Well, you know, when you lack self-control, they're all about your emotions, and you just dive deep into all those feelings, do whatever the fuck you want without considering the consequences to others, let alone your own culture, your own country. There's going to be consequences, ladies. It's just that simple. And again, as you notice, the story said fuck all about the men there. Fuck all. Well, I looked into it. Way more men have died than women. Man, you know, oh, but death, that's not oppression. Remember how Hillary Clinton was talking about how women are the ones that suffer most in war? What about the men? Oh, they're just dead. They're not suffering anymore. So technically, I'm right. Technically, I'm right, you know. They're dead. Gee, you know, I'd rather be alive. Then there's a chance to actually end that suffering, you know, and at least I'm alive. Oh, but no. Dying is not as bad as surviving. I think the dead would disagree if they could, you know, but they can't because they're dead.